Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to Tuesday, the 29th of June, another hour of conversation. You've been listening and you feel like you know certain things. One of the things we need to keep in mind next Monday kind of is a holiday, even though the 4th of July is Sunday. TJV program will be on the air next Monday, as usual, with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. But we don't have Jennifer today. We have Victoria and we have Jay. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. With the celebration of America, a lot of things, a little music maybe, conversation about what America means, who's celebrating, who isn't, because some people will not be celebrating because they are protesting what America is about at the moment. Are you a patriot? And what does it mean to be a patriot? Those are good discussions always to have on a day like the 4th of July. One of the things that's, I think maybe this goes into the world of technology, also into our tech report, but just worth anecdotally, I get caught up. Every once in a while, you know, Victoria, I get caught up in certain things. And this whole business about what's going on with big tech and how Congress is trying to rein in a big tech, Facebook, Amazon, Google. And I guess, Jay, you're an important part of this, too, because of our connection. We all have social media connections on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So no one seems to, when you look around at this stuff, quite know what will happen or what ought to happen. It's that people are just uncomfortable with them getting so big and powerful. But don't you think it starts with the news and what people are being told? There are two things in it from my perspective. See if you agree. The sort of censoring of the news or information that you have or access to, and keeping people who don't agree off the websites. That is, you can't do this and you can't do that. There is a lot of controversy about freedom of speech. So do I have it summarized well? Because I know the Congress and the FCC are looking at this and trying to figure out, you know, what's the matter and what needs to be done. So yes or no on my evaluation?
Well, it's really not about free speech at all, actually. I mean, that's something that people can privately kind of groan about, but that's not what any of the legal cases have been involving. It's really just antitrust and it's monopolies. So if there, and we'll go into depth more in the tech report, but
yeah.
Facebook, you know, had a pretty big victory in court so far, so they will not be forced to sell off WhatsApp or Instagram. That's essentially what happened.
So, but this goes to the Supreme Court, doesn't it? Really? In a sense, by the time they're done with all of this stuff, don't you think it'll go to the Supreme
Court? I think probably if the Supremes decide that they want to take it up, yeah.
Why would they not want to take it up?
If they feel like it's already settled law and there's nothing new that they, that there's nothing, as long as the district courts and whatever the lower courts rule on, if there's nothing that went wrong, then, and this isn't just with Facebook or this case, this is with every case, the Supreme Court only takes cases that feel, you know, where they feel, you know, at least with a majority vote, they feel like there's something that needs to be clarified.
But that's really what it is. A lot of people don't understand, for example...
Yeah, the Supreme Court doesn't take on a brand new case.
No.
You know, they don't take something new and decide, okay, we're going to have this landmark case now. It's stuff that has to work its way all the way up to them, and then they decide if something else needs to be, you know, needs to be decided at
massaged,
that point,
if you will. The Supreme
Court... Or overruled completely. That's happened.
Yeah, tossed. Yeah, exactly. There was an interesting ruling that affects all of us because we all use fuel in one way or another. Just if you use electricity, you're using fuel. If you're driving a car, you're using fuel. Unless you're living out in the middle of the Montana wastelands and you're not connected. I mean, this affects everybody. The Supreme Court affects farmers actually a lot. The court overturned an appellate court ruling a couple of years ago that struck down three small refinery exemptions that had been granted by previous EPAs. What that means to you is, and what it means to farmers, is that there are different components, if you will, of what you put into the gas tank, and whether or not the Biden administration will discontinue flagrant abuses of the refinery exemption program. The Renewable Fuel Association, National Farmers Union, Corn Growers Association, American Coalition for Ethanol say they are going to continue fighting. It's just, you know what it is? It's a lack of understanding or respect for farmers. That's really kind of what it is. Plus, all the people that talk about the EPA burning coal or fossil fuels, gasoline comes from heavy, thick, sludgy petroleum. The use of corn and ethanol, you know, when you go to the gas pump, you see 10% ethanol in there. The corn component is ethanol. And so what it does is make the air, the reason it was passed in the first place is because it makes the air, it's cleaner. It's better to burn that stuff than it is to burn fossil fuels. So it was a 10% component. There's been a lot of challenges to this. It is, I don't know, I think that we have a lot of meddling, and people wonder why. What this is, for me anyway, perfect example of big ag or big corporations like ExxonMobil, who want to burn, you know, stuff that makes them more money. If they have to buy ethanol from other sources and mix it in the gasoline, it's not good for them. Costs them money. Of course, we certainly have lots of love and respect for the big oil companies, right?
Boo.
Anybody have any thoughts about that, other than what you're going to pay at the pump, because it will cost the consumer more money at the pump? That's all. That's kind of the bottom line. If you take the farmer out of it, it means that it will cost you more money. And so there it is in a nutshell. So, do we worry about this? Do you think, how many, Jay, when you fill up your car, do you look at the pump and you wonder, okay, what am I putting into my car? Or do you just fill up your car, pay the bill, get in the car, and drive away?
Yeah, normally I just fill up the car, because, I mean, I have to get it. I just fill it up, get in my car, go on my way. Fortunately, I don't like to leave my house, so I feel like that saves me some money.
Well... yeah, because the power that is produced by the electric companies, there's no ethanol involved in that. This is pretty much all gasoline. And it seems to me we're so separating ourselves from the process of how things grow and what it means to support American agriculture. That's kind of why this was done in the first place. It wasn't really done. The EPA got involved because it was good for the environment, but more, it was good for the American farmer. It'd be interesting to see how it shakes out. Speaking of the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas writes, the federal prohibition on marijuana no longer be needed because of mixed signals. This is something, as many of you know, I am involved with a group of people who have decided to help me save my farm here in Massachusetts because of various things that happened over the last 10 years economically. There's been a challenge as to my ownership of the farm, and so we decided to put up a building and grow all sorts of different cannabis products, produce them, et cetera, et cetera. And it's interesting because we look at what's going on out in, you know, the general consumptive areas, especially in the Northeast. There's a lot of demand, very high demand for good product. Anyway, there are a lot of people who don't know the difference between what good product is and what bad product is. They just like it. The court declined to hear the appeal of a Colorado medical marijuana dispensary that was denied federal tax breaks. Thomas went back to 2005, a ruling which upheld federal laws making marijuana possession illegal. Do you think? Thomas says they may now be out of date. All right. So how many people are in jail?
35 states have... Yeah, I mean, how many people need to be released from jail? I saw someone tweet last week, which made total sense, and he said... when the dispensary now looks like an Apple store, we have to start letting a lot of people out of jail. Because we're just, I mean, there are people sitting on minor marijuana charges, sitting in jail for years, multiple years, decades even in some cases. So, yeah, it's a mess, and it needs to be cleaned up. So this is probably the only time I agree with Clarence Thomas. So he said that, you know, the Congress has to clean some stuff up. New laws have been in effect. 35 states are now have, you know, at least medical marijuana or maybe even recreational at this point. It's hard to keep track because states just keep changing the rule, you know, changing their minds on things, and they're letting people vote. And in New Jersey, where I am, they took it to a vote a couple years ago, and it was like 65% or 68% of the people on the ballot voted for, you know,
for legalizing recreational marijuana.
Yeah, but it's taken, I mean, here we are in 2021, and we still don't have access to legal marijuana because the state has taken so long trying to figure out how to tax it and how to, you know,
people,
they had to come up with rules about, you know, if you're under 21 and what the consequences are and all that.
But people are afraid of the IRS still because they continue to enforce the rules, not evenly, not intelligently, but they still, I remember after September 11th, that idiot, what was his name? John, who was the Attorney General? John Warner, not Warner, I want to say, but it was he had been the Missouri governor, or whatever. He was in charge of the Attorney General. And he decided the day after, on September 12th, 2001, sending 35 FBI agents to either Portland, Oregon, or Spokane, Washington, someplace in the Northwest, to investigate the illegal use of marijuana. This is the day after, the FBI. It's the day after. Who thinks this makes sense in light of all the other things that are going on? It's like making trouble for no good reason. There's no good reason. So it may not be good for some people. It may be very good for other people. What happens to all the people that are using this that are being helped by it because they're suffering horribly from cancer or other things? And it eliminates the pain. And that's the kind of thing, when you think it through, it just seems kind of silly. I wouldn't use it. I'd never use it. Confusion between THC and CBD is also, the ignorance is astounding. When people think that we use hemp products, it's the same as using marijuana products. Not so at all. So anyway, there's some stuff to chew on. Next half hour, we've got to deal with the Florida condo situation. It's 18 after the hour here.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-H-E-E.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, normally here with Jay. Jay Kirshner now in charge of our ears and what's going in to them and what we think in terms of our head is concerned. I will tell you one thing. A lot of action on the Britney Spears front. We'll get to all of that and what people are saying about it on social media right after this.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, so Jay, looks like Britney Spears going to Maui was good for her. There's that, and then her sister is talking about the situation. A lot of people are paying a lot of attention. You think that she certainly has been to Hawaii before. Does she stay there? Where are her children? I don't know. How old are her children anyway, by the way? I don't remember.
Oh, my goodness. 15 and 14, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they're in the double digits, but I have no, feel like I have no concept of time anymore.
I know. It's
yeah,
crazy.
I'm pretty sure 15 about. And 14, her two sons. She only has 30% custody, and KFED has 70, so it's really not an issue of her, like, dropping the kids off and then going to Maui, because she only sees them 30% of the time, which could change if her
Well, that's part of this whole conservatorship thing, isn't it? The fact she only got 30% custody, there's got to be a play in there for how much does the father or the rest of the family, how much time do they spend with the children?
Well, the grandfather, Jamie Spears, has been banned from seeing the grandchildren because he got into a physical altercation with one of them, and Kevin Federline took him to court and basically got a restraining order against Jamie Spears. So this is the kind of guy that we're dealing with, who he attacks his own grandson. You know, this is like, it's not a balanced guy. Like, this
really,
is,
you know what
crazy.
This is? This is a condemnation of the legal system,
completely.
The court system, more than anything else. That's what this is. And lawyers and their damn, the approach
greed.
To...
Greed. It's greed. Everybody's making a lot of money off of her.
Yeah, right.
But sorry, Jay, go ahead.
No, yeah, they want to keep making money off of her. It's absolutely horrible. But yeah, she's soaking up the sun in Maui, having a good time, posting photos, videos. She's there with her boyfriend, Sam Asghari. And they're looking good. And then her
Was
sister,
it part of the arrangement that she couldn't go on vacation without the approval of her father?
The conservatorship has to approve.
So how did she get on a plane and go to Hawaii?
She has a security team that travels with her.
No, but I mean, could the father have said, no, you can't go?
Well, I think this at this point, I don't think he was willing to push it that far because she had just testified the day before. So, yeah, I think that she can do vacations, but she mentioned that she would like to do a longer vacation, but the conservatorship always says no. So she's only allowed to go for a couple days and that's it.
All right. So what's the sister, Jamie Lynn's, role in all of this? What's her play?
Oh, she took to social media and finally spoke out about the conservatorship hearing and what Brittany said, and said that she loves and supports her sister and she's proud of her for speaking out. A lot of people on social media are saying that she's doing damage control, though.
Yeah, why hasn't she said anything before?
She says that she didn't. Well, I mean, I think that she's been oddly silent.
Muzzled.
But
yeah.
she said that, you know, she didn't speak out before because if her own sister didn't get to use her voice, she didn't feel like she should comment until Brittany was able to make a public statement. So
like
it is a lot of damage control.
28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The new Volkswagen ID.4 all-wheel drive electric SUV revealed that Americans have another reason to embrace sustainable driving. With two electric motors, a maximum of 295 horsepower, and an estimated 0-60 mile an hour time of 5.7 seconds for the all-wheel drive model Pro. The starting MSRP for the ID.4 all-wheel drive Pro is $43,675. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dream. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The COVID-19 vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna set off a persistent immune reaction in the body that may protect against the coronavirus for years. Scientists at Washington University in St. Louis reported on Monday. The findings add to growing evidence that most people immunized with the mRNA vaccines may not need boosters. Facebook's market value surpassed $1 trillion for the first time Monday after a federal judge dismissed an antitrust complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The move pushed up shares nearly 5%. The judge described the FTC's complaint as legally insufficient. Cataluna Enriquez, a biological male who identifies as a woman, has won the title of Miss Nevada USA. Enriquez won the beauty pageant on Sunday in Las Vegas, Nevada. She will be the first transgender person ever to compete in the Miss USA pageant, which will be held on November 29th. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This day in history. Flash, 1613. The Old Globe Theater burns down. The theater was located in Southwark, across the River Thames from the city of London. Flash, 1941. 1 week after launching a massive invasion of the USSR, German divisions make staggering advances on Leningrad, Moscow, and Kiev. Flash, 1972. In Furman versus Georgia, the U.S. Supreme Court rules by a vote of 5-4 that capital punishment, as it currently is employed on the state and federal level, is unconstitutional. Flash, 1995. The American space shuttle Atlantis docks with the Russian Mir station. The first thing passed through the docking tube is a brand new PC computer. Flash, 1967.
Well, it wasn't pretty, seemed like this car with the 3-4 people in it. Well, in fact, it was 3-6 people in it and 4 dogs. Run just dead on into the back of this truck, freight truck. There was no indication of anyone trying to stop. The 3 people in the front were crushed, and 2 little dogs were dead. However, the 3 children in the back, by some miracle, weren't seriously injured.
Blonde bombshell and celebrated actress Jane Mansfield is killed instantly when the car in which she is riding strikes the rear of a trailer truck on U.S. Route 90 east of New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, the Tuesday, June 29th version of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, and Jay, and Victoria, all here. It's breathtaking. I can't think of another word. As I look at the condo pictures, the survivors, what they're saying about their valuables, how many people now, what is it, Victoria, up to 11?
11,
who are confirmed to have been dead, but all these other people missing, you know what's happened to them. So they didn't run away and just disappear. So, and the people who are hanging around there who are wailing because they don't know what's happened, come on, get real. What do you think has happened
to
them? It doesn't make them, no, I mean,
so
that's
sensitive.
Well, I don't have to. I mean, it's silly to sit there and think you're going to find somebody in that pile of rubble who's still alive.
Well, if that's how someone has to grieve, and that's their own way of coping, you don't know how many people stood around breathing in toxic air at 9/11, waiting for their loved ones to be pulled out too. Unless you go through it, it's a horrific thing that you can't even imagine what goes through someone's
head. No, I can't. That's very true. I can't imagine it. But I think I'm trying to be a little bit practical here. And does it save grief? No. Is it a time for grieving? Yes. But to have people digging around in there.
But if someone isn't at that point
looking,
yet, though, you know, yeah. I don't know. I'm sensitive about grief because everyone's grief is different and everyone's process is different. So I just, you know, I respect however anyone wants to handle this, and they're, you know, it's horrible. But anyway, back to some of the facts now that are coming out. 11 people, yes, have been confirmed dead. 150 are still missing and or unaccounted for. But the, you know, now we're starting to hear the stories more and more about this building. So the pool contractor is the new story. And the pool contractor, who came to visit just 2 days before the building collapsed, he took pictures of structural damage, major cracks in the concrete, wet floors where the pool had been leaking, and so he remained anonymous now as he went to the Miami Herald to tell what he knew and shared the pictures. And so he said that the staff member was showing him around as he went to go fix the pool. Staff member was showing him around and said that they thought that they had waterproofing issues with the pool, and that the staff member said that they pumped so much water out of the pool equipment room, and they did it so often that they replaced the pump motor every 2 years. So this has been going on for a long time, that they're replacing the motor because they had to pump so much water out of the pool equipment room. So the contractor said, okay, that's not normal. And he said that there was clearly a lot of structural damage. He said that the standing water, the deepest area of this standing water, was located around parking spot 78 in the garage, which was directly underneath the pool deck. He then said that a 2018 inspection report flagged a flaw in the building's original design, where a lack of proper drainage on the pool deck had already caused major structural damage. And we're going back 3 years now before the collapse, where this building had serious, serious issues. So then the Miami Herald took the photos from the pool contractor, and they went to an engineer and concrete restoration expert and to review the photos. The expert said that you can see extensive corrosion of the rebars at the bottom of the beam. He said this is very serious. This should have been a major concern and a real warning sign. He also said that he is not rushing to judgment that the corroded beams were actually the cause of the collapse, but he said that the damage captured by this pool contractor's photos should have made a major, major alarm. So I think we're probably going to figure out eventually that this was multiple things wrong with the building, including the original design. So this is just horrible. And now, obviously, they have to do inspections on, like I said yesterday, on all the buildings that just got the 40-year recertification. They're going to go back and double-check all of those. And they now said that the sister building, the same building that is, I guess, a couple miles away from where this one collapsed, they now said that they're not issuing evacuation orders. They did an emergency inspection on the structure, and the other building is okay.
So, no, does it have a swimming pool? It was the same
another
design.
Building? I don't know.
Yeah.
I would assume yes, but
those
yeah.
Buildings have swimming pools. Wow. They're talking about the rebar and how that happens, how the water gets through the concrete. Have you ever seen rusted out rebar? It doesn't.
Sure.
No, there's no sustenance. There's no strength to it. It's gone. It's all just a pile of metal. It's all broken down, frankly. And you know what also helps if there's a leak? The chlorine and the chemicals they put into the pool would help eat away at the rebar and the superstructure as well. That stuff is very toxic, very bad for you. Everybody who says, oh, I'm going to put chlorine in my pool, you know how bad that is for your body? How bad it is for... That's horrible stuff. All right, so speaking of horrible stuff, former chief of the FDA, a fellow named Scott Gottlieb, has suggested, you somewhat were taken back by my attitude toward what's going on, the reality of the situation in Florida, so maybe be taken back by my attitude toward this next variant and the fear-based thinking that's going on here. Although Gottlieb did say it's not going to be as pervasive. There are a lot of people who are trying to get you to believe that the new strain is going to shut the country down again and communities will be back into the same. There's no way the public's going to let that happen again.
Yeah, but that is a huge possibility, though, because this is the warning, the real warning from Dr. Gottlieb and from other doctors. The World Health Organization took it. I don't know if you saw that yesterday. They now are recommending, the CDC didn't even comment, so I don't think we're going to do it. But the World Health Organization now saying that even if you're fully vaccinated, if you go into someone else's house, you should wear a mask again. It's like, well, this is crazy. No one's going to do that again. Nope. So, but what Dr. Gottlieb said, which a lot of other health experts are saying, is that they're not concerned about if you are vaccinated. They're not concerned because Pfizer, they've done more tests on the Pfizer vaccine and Moderna too. They're 90% effective against the Delta variant. The interesting thing that came out, though, if you have only had one shot, like if people say, oh, well, I got my first dose, but I didn't bother to get the second one, you're only 36% protected against Delta. That's a huge discrepancy. So you have to make sure that you have both of the shots for one.
Yep.
And then the other thing that they're really concerned about is in areas, there are five states that Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Wyoming, they have the lowest vaccination rates in the country. They're below 35%. So those five states are the ones where all the experts are looking at, and they're saying that's where you're going to have very dense outbreaks. You're going to have pockets in those states where people are not vaccinated, where COVID didn't like sweep through. So you have no natural immunity, and there, people are not getting vaccinated for whatever the reason. I think it's stupid, but whatever their reasons. And so now that's where the Delta variant, it's 40 times more transmissible than any variant we've dealt with before.
So if you haven't had the shots, then you pay the price. That's all.
Yeah. But the problem, though, is then everybody pays the price, right? Because local economies get shut down, restaurants get closed, pays the price for your
stupidity. I'm suggesting that we ought not to even think about that as a variant. Those people who, hopefully we have enough mature thinkers to not allow us to go down that road again, not let the government push us around, not let supposed experts push us around. Look what it did. Look what Fauci, who is the expert, look how much mud there is in his eye. And a lot of the stuff that we did, the decisions we made, were based on his recommendations, which have proven, they haven't borne out. They have been proven to be not accurate. That's as nice a way as I can put it.
Well, it's not proven. It's essentially, it's still a people's opinion. So people either like Fauci or they hate him.
Okay.
He became a very polarizing figure.
If that's the case, there wasn't a need, in my estimation, from anything that I've seen, read, what my gut tells me, to shut down the country, the economy, the world the way that we did. That was a complete reaction and overreaction to the reality, even though a lot of people lost their lives questioning whether or not they, the mask thing I was never questioning, and the fact that we all need, all of my folks on the farm got their second shot yesterday. They were
that's good.
A little bizarre through the afternoon because it was so hot here. And by the way, and speaking of that, there will be some heat here, but comparing what's going on in the northeast to the northwest, when you look at the stats, from yesterday, the temperature is 7 degrees higher than, it ever has been there. So what's the why? What's going on here? Are we going to blame this on the climate situation?
Well,
I suppose.
Well, part of it, I mean, that's, when you look at the breakdown of what's going on in the Pacific Northwest right now, I mean, Portland hit, 115 degrees? It's never, they said that's the equivalent. I saw on the National Weather Service, they were talking about, just to put that in perspective, having Portland hit 115, which, we've heard California has hit that, the desert hits, hear those numbers, Arizona, stuff like that. You hear those numbers. But he said that the equivalent is if New Mexico hit 140 degrees. That's how hot. That's what the real analysis is. But, they said it was a combination of five different things. Climate change, of course, is one of them. But it's a once in every 1,000-year weather pattern that has trapped this heat in this heat
like a dome.
It's crazy when you read the stories now in Oregon, they are warning drivers to avoid certain roads because the roads are literally buckling under the heat.
Dangerous. The asphalt can't take it melts when you get to a certain all right, so what was the temperature yesterday in Nashville, Jay? What's the hot
point? It's hot. It's miserable. It's like 90s. Feels like 101.
Yeah, but it's the humidity. It's
humid.
Not temperature-wise.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
all right. So where
humid.
Are you? Where you are in New Jersey, you're on the coast, so probably not a big deal, Victoria, right?
I mean, it is kind of interesting. It was 91 in the car, according to my car temperature. But when, we drive just a couple, 15 minutes inland from the beach, and I went to visit my parents, and, it was a lot hotter there. And then coming back to the beach, we're at least 10 degrees colder. And then last night we went out to dinner, and I didn't bring a jacket, and I was freezing. The wind shifted, and it was like it dropped to 70 or something. Yeah. It was so cold. Lewis was laughing at me, but it was really cold.
70,
must be nice.
It was so cold. Well, we had 94 here yesterday on the farm, probably 95, 96 here today. It'll stay that way for a couple of days, and thunder showers will cool it off, and down to 70 by the end of the week. But it's been hot. It was really hot here yesterday. I can feel it. People say, oh, you get on that tractor, aren't you baking? Yeah, it was a nice breeze. It wasn't that bad. Yeah, it's not comfortable. It's not pleasant, but it certainly isn't anything to get all worked up about, frankly. So many people get worked up about. There's a lot of things worth getting worked up about, and temperature being 94 degrees isn't one of them, frankly, in my estimation. But out in the Northwest, those of you listening out there, you have certainly our sympathy. Don't know what else to send other than sympathy
water.
And suggestions. Well, see, they're smart. They have plenty of water. They don't have to worry about their water supply, whereas the Southwest, especially Los Angeles and Southern California, they don't have any provisions for having extra water. That's craziness. 46. After the hour, here's something that's not crazy. Helping yourself to health, well-being. What's more important than how you feel? I'm talking about physically how you feel. If you're not well, you can't enjoy anything else about your life. Enjoy your family, your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, whomever, however. So in order to maintain that wonderful lifestyle that you've been used to, you put on a few pounds. Yep, got it. You don't want to be affected by that, then lose the weight and keep it off with the help of Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that everybody now is talking about. Once anybody finds out how easily this works, four capsules, you go to bed, sleep off, all of the things there, that you need to make sure that your body is going to stay healthy and the weight stays off. It works because of the ingredients, collagen protein, which is the rebuild, the repair, digestive enzymes, great for your gut because all health begins in the gut. Aloe vera, which is good for the inside and outside of your skin. Just fabulous. So if you want to get healthy and stay healthy the right way, take my advice. Go to toploss.com and use the DGV code. You get 3 months free with every purchase you make. Anything over 3 months, 10 months, whatever it is. And you get a 45-day guarantee of satisfaction or your money back at toploss.com.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
The king of yes, but. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there was a king of yes, but. No matter how often others pointed out that he was wrong, he would agree and then follow that with an excuse. Yes, I agree, but. And therein would be his excuse. Now, this king would stand on high ground and talk down to others, but the moment the people pointed out that the king did the very things that he supposedly abhorred, he simply gave a yes, but, and then made any excuse he could. And his most loyal subjects were his apologists. They defended him to no end. Of course, they had no intelligence or ability to think on their own, but no one could accuse them of being unfaithful, which the king appreciated, because it always gave him an excuse to do whatever he said he didn't like others doing. For support being accountable for all your thoughts, words, and actions, visit YouTube and type in Dr. Christian Conti.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time occurs every day at this time in this hour, and courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, you'll be up to date on a couple of important technical stories as to how they affect you. So let's get started, Victoria, with the federal court dismissing the Federal Trade Commission's bid to unwind Instagram.
Yeah. So this was a huge win for Facebook and a big loss so far for the federal government. So as we know, the federal government has been, and it's sort of has transferred from people in the Trump administration to the Biden administration. It's sort of a maybe one of the things that they could actually agree on. They are have all decided that they're going to go after Google and Amazon and Facebook for essentially for having monopolies and antitrust and things like that. So the district of court, the U.S. district court on Monday basically gave Facebook a really big win. They dismissed a complaint that was filed on behalf of the Federal Trade Commission against Facebook. The lawsuit, which originated last year, it sought to unwind Facebook's acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp. And it turns out the judge dismissed another case that was associated with it, filed by a group of state attorneys general. And I think it was every I think every state had their attorneys, their attorney general sign on to this. I mean, this was something that was really big. And so the judge dismissed that as well and said the Federal Trade Commission alleges that Facebook violated federal antitrust laws when they bought Instagram, because essentially Instagram was its own app and it was on the rise in popularity, and Facebook, it was a direct competitor to Facebook, and then Facebook bought it. So that's really where this, where it stems from. At this point, though, the judge essentially said, you know, you can't unwind and now strip the, this. This is a major part of the Facebook organization. You can't just force them to sell it off because you don't like, you know, that it's
that's
become
what they
too
did
big.
With, if you, you may not remember this, but I remember as a kid, not even a kid, I think I was a young adult, when the telephone company was broken up, AT&T was broken up into four different parts because the government decided it was too big. So that's where all the telcos that exist now. There was one company before, and that was AT&T. Now,
well, I guess they figure that because there are still so many other social media apps like Snapchat and Twitter, and you know, and there's so many others that people can use that would fit into this category. I would assume that's one of the things. Now, what he, what the judge did do, though, he did leave a, he left a path open for this to be, to be appealed and for it to come back to other, another level of the court. So it's not a complete loss for the Federal Trade Commission, but he left it open for them to revise the case, and they can actually go back to former mergers, like you were saying, with, you know, the phone companies.
Yeah.
So it is possible. The commission now has until July 29th to file a new complaint outlining the argument against Facebook and their market dominance. And so that's, the judge made it clear that, you know, the Federal Trade's case was not affected by the civil doctrine that that essentially got rid of the state attorneys general. They're got rid of their case. So this is a, it's not dead yet, but they're going to have to come up with a lot more than, and essentially it's what the judge said. He's like, you got to, you have to give me evidence. You can't just say Facebook's too big. He goes, it has to be more than that.
Sounds like the federal government in its thuggery, it's the same as the mafia in many respects. Okay, you got to do it because I say so. No.
Right.
That does, that seems,
well,
to,
and then one final
stall.
One final footnote there, Facebook stock officially pushed, went up, and it officially pushed them to, now they're a $1 trillion company for the first time.
There you go. Okay. Microsoft, speaking of $1 trillion companies, is next up in our focus after this.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
All right, so we've got a couple of days into this here. Windows 11 and the news on that, Victoria?
Yeah, so the news is that it looks like October 11th might be the new date when Windows 11 is officially launched. People are picking up clues like it's a Taylor Swift video here. So people are looking at you know, different things that the Microsoft teams are saying on the messages, and it looks like Windows 11 is, and new, and also new Surface devices will also be coming in October. Now, here's the big problem, though. The company, Microsoft, has released very minimum specifications. It looks like you need to have the 8th gen or newer devices in order to get this free upgrade, or else Windows 11 won't work. So you might have
spend
to buy some
money.
New stuff.
There you go. Thank you. Spend. Whoopee! 59 past the hour. Good job, Victoria. Thank you. I'm
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear.
Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.